She won't give me unconditional love.
I am sad about my wife because she won't give me unconditional love.
She's supposed to give you unconditional love, is that true?
Yes.
Can you absolutely know that it's true?
Well, not absolutely, I guess.
Yes, honey. Should is the story of a past or future, and it's hopeless to argue with what is. How do you react when you believe that thought?
Sad, disappointed in her, sometimes angry. I withdraw from her. I feel depressed, and I think I deserve better. Self-pitying. Sometimes I think I married the wrong person.
Yes, because she isn't validating your dream of the ideal wife. Who would you be if you didn't believe the thought that she's supposed to give you unconditional love? Who would you be in her presence if you never believed that thought again?
I'd be someone who didn't expect unconditional love from her.
What I'm hearing is that you would love her unconditionally, however conditionally she loved you. As long as you believe she should give you unconditional love, you're not talking about the wife you live with. You're talking about the wife in your imagination and not giving your unconditional love to the wife you live with. So let's turn it around.
I'm sad because I won't give her unconditional love. But I really do love her. I believe that you should love your partner unconditionally. That's what I committed to when we married. And it's what I do.
Look a little deeper, sweetheart. See if you can find three genuine ways that you don't give her unconditional love. You don't sound very loving when you get angry at her and withdraw.
Well, that's true. I wasn't feeling very loving then. Okay, I guess it's true that I don't love her unconditionally when I think she doesn't love me unconditionally. I get resentful and I close my heart. That's true.
Is there another way you don't love her unconditionally?
We have arguments about money. The other day I got angry at her when she said we couldn't afford to buy the new boat I wanted. She was right, actually, and I acted as though it wasn't true and was cold and nasty to her. That really hurts now.
Well, sweetheart, when you go home this evening, admit that she was right. Apologize from your heart the way you're feeling now. Ask her how you can make it right, and really listen to what she has to say without defending a position. She'll take you where you really want to go if you're serious about this unconditional love that you want in your life. Humility is the opposite of subservience and the beginning of you stepping into your power. Can you find one more example?
Yes. I punish her for not being as attractive as other women, for gaining so much weight. The crazy thing is that I don't really even care. I love her so much. She looks beautiful to me. I criticize what she eats, and I'm the one who could take a look at that in my own life. And I see that's the other turnaround. I should love myself unconditionally, and I often don't.
Can you find three genuine ways that you don't love yourself unconditionally?
When I eat too much, I see myself in a very cruel way. I use self-hatred as an appetite controller. Not that it works. Also, I'm sometimes disgusted with myself when I think I've made a mistake, and I really give myself a hard time when I forget things.
Yes, honey. Feel the violence that you inflict on yourself, and look at the pain you caused yourself when you compare your wife with someone who doesn't exist. The ideal wife, someone who can't exist in any marriage. That's not giving yourself love. And you already know it's not giving her love. And sweetheart, it's only in the moment. It's not forever. We don't love conditionally or unconditionally forever. It keeps changing. I love you, I don't. I do, I don't. I do, I do, I don't. And when you don't, it's always going to be you in the way, not your wife. You can count on that. So sit down and inquire and get real with your answers and your sweet, innocent self. It can't be something outside you, a situation or a person, that is causing your unhappiness. It can only be your unquestioned thinking about that situation or person. There's no exception to that. I need him to understand me.
I need my husband to understand me.
You need him to understand you, is that true?
Yes.
Is that what you really need? Can you absolutely know that that's what is best for you?
Well, ultimately, I guess not.
Who knows what's best for you right now? Does a flower open ahead of its time? It isn't possible, is it? We can give it care, sunshine, water, and it opens when it opens, right on time. Sweetheart, how do you treat him when you believe the thought that you need him to understand you and he doesn't?
I get really angry and upset. I withdraw. I stand in judgment of him.
Yes, when you believe that, you don't understand him. So you are the teacher of no understanding. Who would you be without the thought that you need him to understand you?
I would be happy with him.
Yes, honey, you'd understand him. You'd be the living example of understanding, which is what you want him to be. When I seek someone's love, approval, or appreciation, how can I possibly understand him? It's unkind to him, and it's unkind to myself. I would rather be free. I would rather see what happens in that freedom, just being with him and accepting him as he is in the moment. Who knows what I could learn? And who wouldn't love and appreciate someone who understands? I need him to understand me. Turn it around.
I need me to understand him.
Yes, you need to understand that he doesn't understand. You just gave him his life back in your mind, and he will experience that. And as he does, it comes back to you again in the sweet space that flows without separation. When you believe the thought, my husband should understand me, and the reality is that he doesn't, it's a recipe for unhappiness. You can do everything in the world to make him understand you, and he'll end by understanding only what he understands. It only takes one clear person to have a good relationship.